What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 445th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I'm your host, SBJ. With me is Greg.
Hello. As previously stated, I have completed both Hoenn challenges.
Oh, you got your bag on?
I got my bag on. I did the incense hour thing just now before we started.
Yeah.
Because I was out yesterday. It was getting really crabby yesterday. That there wasn't... Like, I specifically went out for an hour and a half yesterday, driving around, no bag on raids, no Plusles, no Minums, which I see a million of, none of it.
I think the Plusle Minums were discussed on the blog. They didn't want to, because people don't want Plusle Minums, so they just saved it for this incense day.
Yeah.
Which is probably a better way of doing it.
Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, the incense day is only one coin, so. It was one coin for three incense. So I think it was fine.
I guess.
Well, hold on. Before we talk about incense day, Will is also here.
I did not get my bag on unless you mean at the supermarket. And then I got a paper bag.
Well, I hate that joke.
Get your bag on.
Look, we're struggling here.
We're all here. We don't have, we covered a lot of news last week. We saved the Unite stuff for this week. It's been a pretty slow news week altogether, but there is some stuff to talk about, of course. Look, there
some
could be...
Some 25th anniversary. Jeez.
There could be nothing to talk about, and we would still fill 2 hours of this
program. We'd still show up.
I
mean, Greg and I both bought Pokemon-themed workout gear. That's an hour's worth of conversation right there.
That shirt... is so good.
Should I buy it?
How do you define good? No, you won't like it. How do you define good, Greg?
It's so one, it's super comfortable. It's soft. It's lightweight. It's very good for working out. It fits really well.
I agree with all of these points.
It's cute. Now, if I could only have a gym to go to that I wasn't afraid to go to.
Ring Fit Adventure.
So I bought two.
I have Ring Fit Adventure. I'm level 85 or 87.
There's no point in looking cute for Ring Fit Adventure because nobody's going to see you except your husband. And
I should
that
look
dude's
cute
already
for my husband
locked
sometimes.
In.
Well,
you got to stream it on Twitch. And then people work out with you.
Nobody's going to watch me stream Ring Fit Adventure with my dogs down in my living room.
I purchased two workout tank tops from PokemonCenter.com when, you know, it wasn't down.
Right.
And... yes, I can agree. Material, super soft, very nice for working out in. The graphic on the Pikachu, that's more of a cotton tank top, which is like, it's in between. You know, it's what do they call it? Athleisure?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can wear it to work out, but also, you know, you could just wear it to hang out if you like hanging out in tank tops and showing off your shoulders, which is pretty much my only good muscle. But not a single handsome gentleman has come up to me in the gym to compliment my Pokemon wear.
Rude.
So we are calling this a Poke fail, 100%. And I am the only person at the gym wearing Pokemon gear. So that was their opportunity that they've missed out on.
I mean, I'm tempted to actually buy the tank top. Now, I generally don't wear tank tops, but I am tempted to buy it because I like that shirt so much.
It is so... The one we're talking about is the one... where actually points off because the logo is tiny. It's a small,
it is tiny.
Like Pikachu circle in the upper left breast portion of the shirt. But the material is just amazingly soft and moisture wicking, and it just feels so nice on your skin. 100% there.
Speaking of Pokemon Center being down, I guess that will be our first bit of news. Is what a disaster that skateboard was. Because our new thing on the show is to look up eBay prices or to search for Japanese ice cream to find Japanese Zarud cards. Pokemon Skateboard, I think, is going for $400 to $700 on eBay.
The Pikachu skateboard specifically.
The 25th anniversary one, we should say.
Yes, which was, if you could buy it, $250.
Right. I know last week when I was checking, it was close to the high 700s. I'm checking right now. It looks like there's a lot of buy nows for about 500. And there's one that's 420 with 14 bids on it. Another one at 405 with two bids. Yeah, it looks like it came down a little bit in price.
The question that I have, that it's kind of the moral quandary that I see whenever confronted with these things, because my first knee-jerk reaction is anybody who bought the skateboard just because they wanted to resell it for a higher price is evil, and they're keeping people who actually want the skateboard to have the skateboard from having the skateboard because they bring down the Pokemon Center site completely. But is this an indication that they're just not charging enough? They're not charging the right price for these handcrafted Pokemon skateboards, and
that
they should actually price them at $500 to $700, and then, because that's what people are going to have to end up paying anyways, and kind of destroy that secondary market?
Maybe.
I mean, would that destroy the secondary market? It would make that secondary market more expensive.
Well, I mean, there's got to be a limit. Like, nobody's going to spend $2,000 for a handcrafted Pokemon Pikachu skateboard. Now, are they?
Well, okay, so
I don't know.
So what happened was on Tuesday, they were supposed to go live at, I think, 11 Pacific time, 2 Eastern. The store was down, and I got to a point where I could hit the add to cart button, and then it would say, like, internal server error.
Yeah, that's where I got.
None of this is new. This has happened multiple times. We probably have covered it for, like, Pokemon Go Fest early on and every concert that has existed. PlayStation 5s and PlayStation 4s and Wii's and, well, not Wii U's. No one cared about that one. But the other consoles that existed. So it's not an issue with Pokemon Center specifically. But if you were able to get it into your cart on Tuesday but not check out, they sent an email Tuesday evening saying, like, don't worry, we didn't sell out of skateboards. We'll have more on Thursday. So I don't know if they saw that the same people were getting through and buying the skateboards and they decided to, like, shut it down. Because on Tuesday, they had it set up where on Thursday, before you even got to Pokemon Center, you had to go through a CAPTCHA and you had to be like, these 6 blocks are sidewalk and these 2 blocks are fire hydrant before you got there. Which I don't know if that completely stops bots. Like, I'm not sure how the buying bots work to resell on eBay, but at that point, I didn't even bother. I don't know. $250 was already at the high end. And I feel for me, it's like $250 plus 2 hours of your time on a website refreshing, hoping something goes through, is like a lot of dedication to something that you're going to hang on your wall and be like, yeah, that's cool. Like, I guess for me, it would be...
That's correct. A skateboard that you can't even ride.
I guess for me, if I could just spend the money, get the instant gratification, and not worry about refreshing a web page for 2 hours, I'd be more inclined. But even on Thursday, when I was like, do I want this? I was like, the site is still loading slow, and I'm still getting, like, temporary issues, Pikachu showing up. There's a certain point where it's just not worth it.
I got the email saying that they were opening up on Thursday, but did I get a Zarude email? No.
Oh, I still don't have that one. Yeah.
I get all your garbage come buy stuff, but the one time you're giving me the one thing I want, I don't get the email.
Well, I especially appreciated also that I got an email saying, hey, this Bear Walker Pikachu skateboard is now available on the Pokemon Center at 11:10 a.m. That's right, 10 minutes after it became available, a.k.a. it's not available anymore.
They need to hire me as their official communications guru.
Speaking of stuff not available anymore, there was a Tauros Miltank in Bouffalant Max Raid Battle promoted event over the weekend, which is actually the second one they did for the month. This is the first time they did two. They did their first ever, a lot of first evers here, first ever 2 events in 1 month, and first ever repeat of an event. So earlier this month, they did the Squavit repeat event shortly after New Year's. They didn't really say why. My suspicion would be, well, a bunch of people just got the game for Christmas, so why don't we rerun an event? It was slightly different. The first time they ran the Squavit event, you could only get shiny Squavit. The second time they ran it earlier this month was Squavit and Greedent could both be shiny. I guess it doesn't really matter because you could just catch 2 Squavit and evolve one, but they slightly changed it. But Is it Chinese New Year? Is that what it is? Year of the Ox?
Yeah.
It's just about around the time of the year when Chinese New Year happens.
Yeah.
To celebrate the Year of the Ox. That's, I think that's Chinese.
Yes.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I wasn't sure.
It's Chinese Zodiac.
Yeah. Okay, Zodiac, that's what it was. I wasn't sure if it was like a constellation or something.
So, it's the Year of the Ox. It's technically February 12th.
There you go.
Tauros, Miltank,
Bufalant. But
we all
know it's the Year of the Ox.
Appearing in Max Raid battles, lucky trainers can come across shiny Tauros. Make sure you connect through Mystery Gift. Get wild area news. You should see Pillar of Light so you can walk up to. The event ends. This event does not affect Pokemon encounter within Dynamax Adventure. Anyways, it was an okay event. I found a shiny Tauros. I only maybe did it for like 4 hours. I burned 250 wishing pieces.
A lot.
It is a lot. I got to stock back up now for the next event.
How many shinies did you get?
Just one. Mm. Nothing too fancy. My problem with this is still, as always, the like lack of communication. It's like the one thing Niantic does kind of okay, where they like,
yeah, exactly, kind of okay. Not great.
Like they well, so Niantic can push an update in the game, which is very useful because that's probably where most people would see the news in the game they're playing. Niantic gives you like a 2 week heads up at least, which is also very nice to know. Like,
I mean, sometimes it comes
for at least community days. They do. Like, we've never had a community day that's where, like, oh, I didn't know community day was now tomorrow. Yeah. Like, their community days are pretty well established 2 to 3 weeks ahead of time. We usually know when it's going to be. We know the Pokemon it's going to be. So, like, at least in the sense of Pokemon stuff in Sword and Shield, if they were like, hey, in 2 weeks we're celebrating Year of the Ox for Sword and Shield, it's going to be shiny Tauros, you could at least be like, okay, I'm going to plan this weekend off because I really like Tauros. Or you could be like, okay, well, I already had plans. I'm not going to move them around because I don't care about Tauros. But instead, you have this like last minute thing of like, oh, I didn't know there was a raid event this weekend. Oh, okay, well, I guess it's Tauros. Do I do it? Do I not do it? How am I going to make time? It's just, I don't, like, I like surprises in video games. I do. But this is not something that should be like a last minute surprise once a month. It was nice the first couple times you did it. Now at this point, you've been doing it every month. Just give us like a week heads up. Let us know. And that way you can tweet it throughout the week, because what happens is they put it on a blog post. No one checks Pokemon.com except this podcast. And then they tweet it one time on like their Play Pokemon Twitter account. And then time and time again, there's just people that are like, oh, I didn't know there was an event. Oh, like, what, people still don't even know this is a thing. Like, I had tons of people come through my Twitch stream being like, is this new? When did they start doing this? Like, how do we know like, they just don't know that much about, and I get some people just got the game recently for Christmas, but there's not even a name for it. At least with Community Day, you go like, oh, Community Day, that's the thing Niantic does once a month for the, like, there's no, it's just Encounter, Tauros, Miltank, Bufalant, like, they don't even have a clever name.
It's not promoted raids?
Well, that's confusing, because there's promoted raids every month.
Oh, true.
I wonder if this year they're going to do two a month. I wonder if they're going to keep repeating, like, do one repeat, do one new one, which would be kind of cool, because people missed earlier ones.
This is true. I think that makes good sense to do it that way. I mean, they're obviously just trying to copy Pokemon Go, and this is their version of a community day.
Badly communicated.
And just read your news when you turn on your Switch. I saw it there this morning.
Oh, yeah, they do post it in the Switch news area. That is true. I'm not sure how many people are reading that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, I sort of sometimes, I vaguely acknowledge that there's something there before I just go straight into the game that I want to play. Like, oh, nah. There's a dot, nah.
It does have a dot normally. Okay, this is some other news that probably no one knew, but hey, if you are looking for something to do, Pokemon Giratina and the Sky Warrior is available free to watch on Pokemon TV until February 5th. I actually have not seen this movie in its entirety. I've only seen like the first like 30 minutes.
Well, guess what? Shaman's character doesn't improve throughout the entire film, so prepared to be annoyed for the entire thing.
That's what I kind of liked the first 30 minutes, though. Shaman was real sassy.
I do kind of like when Giratina splashes down in like the fjord or whatever it was. There's an interesting kind of like visual there.
Where would you rank this movie, Will?
In the whole pantheon of human cinema or just within Pokemon films?
Probably just in Pokemon films.
I'm trying to remember anything about this movie.
I have not seen every Pokemon film, so that's a tough call.
Would it be top half of Pokemon movies or bottom half?
So, this is the way I think I would put it. It's going to be at the bottom half because it is like, did you ever see Godfather 3?
No.
All right. Well, Godfather 3 shouldn't have been made. It's like, it's a sequel out there, and it was like, they wanted to make a sequel, but nobody wanted that sequel. That's what this movie is. It's a sequel that nobody really wanted. You know,
Well, what if you like Shaman?
Then you should see a professional. Because Shaman is like really bottom tier Pokemon out there. Yeah, it's cute and it does some weird transformation from a hedgehog to a deer. Excuse? And the sky forms a deer? What? With no wings? What?
It's got its ears or wings or whatever.
Oh, my ears are wings. Whatever.
Yeah, we'll learn how to fly with them, Dumbo.
But it's not even like in the Celebi movie, the Celebi is like, oh, Celebi's so nice. I like Shaman is not nice. It wins no points in any area.
I have to agree that it's in the bottom tier because I know I've seen this film and I remember nothing about it.
It's pollution and cleaning the pollution and happy environment land.
It's Fern Gully, Pokemon style.
Does Ash die?
I don't think Ash dies.
But I literally think it's the third in the Arceus movies, and it's like,
it is.
Serious? Can we be done now?
Let's get through our Pokemon Go news real quick here. Can we be done now? The Pokemon Go Tour Kanto Celebration is still going. We have Johto come in on Tuesday, January 26th. Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Totodile, Mareep, Hoppip, Apom, Sunkern, Yanma, Murkrow, Gligar, Stubble, Slugma, Miltank, and more will be featuring through around somewhere in the wild. And if you're lucky, you may encounter a shiny Miltank. Very fitting, because we just talked about Year of the Ox. The following... I think Niantic just got lucky with that one, honestly. The following Pokemon will be...
Yes, there's absolutely no planning involved. They just threw the dice.
No, I mean, I don't think they could have done Shiny Miltank any time in the last, like, 3 years. I don't think they were saving Shiny Miltank for the Year of the Ox.
You don't know that.
Maybe,
it's not
yeah,
like
maybe,
the Year of the Ox was a big hidden event.
Cows
it's
are
on
not
an,
oxes.
It's on a calendar.
Cows are not oxes.
Look, come on. So. Well, you were talking about a game where a fish evolves into an octopus. Well, you get a little leeway here.
We got a lot of issues.
Following Pokemon from 5K Eggs, Pichu, Cleffa, Igglybuff, Wooper, Tyrogue, Smoochum, and Larvitar. The following Pokemon will appear in raids. Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Totodile, Mareep, Meryl, and Larvitar in 1-star. Togetic, Espeon, Umbreon, Skarmory, and Miltank in 3-star raids. Getting a little bit better with those 3-stars. Putting that Miltank in there. Complete the Johto Challenge by collecting Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Totodile, Sudowoodo, Sunkern, Murkrow, Smeargle, Miltank, and Larvitar to get 15 Pokeballs, 10 Ultra Balls, and an Incense. Get Pokemon that know 2018 Community Day event moves. The following Pokemon will know Frenzy Plant, Blast Burn, Dragon Pulse, Smackdown, which is Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Mareep, and Larvitar. Wait, what? Totodile gets nothing? Excuse me?
I'm okay with that.
Totodile gets nothing.
Entei will appear in raids from Tuesday, January 26th to the 31st. Raikou from, well, this is a real long Johto event. Raikou from Sunday, January 31st to the 5th, to Thursday, February 4th. And Suicune from Thursday, February 4th to Tuesday, February 9th. And that is the blog post. Let me tell you, the last couple weeks/months of Pokemon Go and me having these shiny legendaries and me not needing to do raids has been very good on my wallet.
Wait, what's your current level in Pokemon Go?
43.
So you already did the 30 raids thing.
Yeah.
Because I got to do that. And that's that. That's going to be a couple years.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like what, like if I have a free raid pass, yeah, sure, I'll do a Suicune or I'll do a Raikou or whatever. I'm curious how other people feel about this because I am not that collector that needs 100% or a really good IV, or I don't need, like, I'm good with a shiny and I'm just good with, you know, extra Suicunes. Like, I,
okay, casual. Yeah, I see where you're at.
But now that I have like a shiny Registeel, shiny Regice, shiny Regirock, shiny Entei, Suicune, like I have them all, so I have real no desire to do them. Like, what am I going to do with, like, I mean, I have four shiny Suicunes because I got really lucky when we did that in DC, Will. But I, what am I, well, it doesn't matter. Why would I spend $1 on something I don't need to do anything with?
See,
I mean, I guess.
You need to get to my level.
For the love of the game.
You need to get to my level where you think, why would I spend $1 on any of this?
Okay, hold on. I take it back. There's two situations I would do it. One is if I didn't have it. And two, if Greg was like, hey, we're trying to do a Suicune. We only have three people. We would really need your help. I would spend the dollar to help out Greg.
Oh, I see how it is.
But other than that, I'm just curious of the if there are other people like me or similar to me where once they get a shiny of a Pokemon in Go, specifically through raids, they probably just don't have the desire to do the raids again. But I suppose the whales probably cancel that out. I suppose the whales will always probably cancel.
Whales cancel everything out.
Yeah, very true. Speaking of these events, did you guys complete your... neither of you did the new Unova one. You didn't do the Sinnoh one. Did you guys finish the Hoenn one?
I just started the show saying I finished the Hoenn one.
Well, look, that wasn't recorded.
I'm going to look right now because there's a possibility I may have... Oops, I have sound on for... Mungo, I know the purpose of this particular program. Hoenn Collection Challenge, I have zero check marks.
Oh my.
Zero check marks.
Wait, Greg, why did you complete the Hoenn Challenge, but you didn't complete the Sinnoh or the Unova?
Because Greg actually likes Hoenn.
Yeah. Hoenn's the best region. Of course I'm going to complete the Hoenn Challenge. I will do none of the Johto Challenge, the worst region out there. Zero. If the option presents itself to catch one of them, I'll be torn on throwing that actual Pokeball.
Why is Mareep featured in the Incense Day? It's not even a Hoenn Pokemon.
Oh, right now? Because it can turn into a dragon eventually.
Oh, yeah. They released the Ampharos. Yeah, Mega Ampharos, yeah.
Mega Ampharos.
See, my problem is... At this point in the year, let's blame it on the weather and temperatures and et cetera. I'm only catching Pokemon that throw themselves at me.
Yeah,
I'm not going
exactly
out and looking for them. And you know what? This morning when I opened up Pokemon Go, it was a Drillbur. Drillbur is not on that list of Hoenn Pokemon. I caught me a Drillbur, but that's as far as it went.
I mean, I did go out yesterday for the sole purpose of completing the challenge, also because I could not sit in my
house.
In
that snow?
Well, it was before it started snowing, because I knew the snow was coming, and we had to go to Costco. So I went out ahead of time and did a bunch of... hit all the weird spots that are in my neighborhood, because there's a lot of them, and it's a really easy driving pattern. And then the few flakes started, so I went... I didn't complete it. I completed the rest of it today. But then I went home and grabbed Brent, and then we went to Costco. Because we had to get to Costco, because I needed my giant jug of soy sauce.
And your 16 pounds of cream cheese?
No, we didn't buy cream cheese there. Not this time. We did buy...
Wait, why are you buying a jug of soy sauce? Are you trying to murder me?
Yes. No.
Oh.
I marinate my weekly lunch chicken.
Your poisons in
yes.
soy sauce. Okay.
I do soy sauce and lime juice to marinate my chicken before I cook it for my lunch for the week. Plus, I love soy sauce. Like, I know not to feed you soy sauce. But I love soy sauce. It is one of my all-time favorite things.
Me too.
This
is why I am miserable.
That's why I turned on you.
I love the collection challenges. I think they are great. I like them a whole lot.
Yeah, but that's like your thing.
Catching Pokemon?
Like you like collecting things.
I do. Yeah, I do really
You're
like collecting
You're a big
things.
Collector. My issue with it is I've already collected them once. It should count.
Yes,
I don't need
agree.
To do this again.
Agree.
I've been playing your game since it released.
No, this is...
I have caught these things a million times.
Don't you like getting a new Pokemon game? Like, whenever Gen 9 comes out and Pikachu will be in the grass, aren't you like, I don't have a Pikachu yet?
No, because I have a Pikachu.
But that's also
it's
different.
It's locked away because... in home.
But also, that's because that's a new game, right? Pokemon Go yeah. is not a new game.
This
not
is a new event. I mean, some would argue with the Pokemon Go Beyond update, it is a new game.
It is not a new game. It is the same game.
My only problem with the collection challenge... I did see a few people being like, collection challenge is bad because I can't find the shadow Pokemon. But that's what I like. They added, like, difficulty to it last week by you going out and exploring, which is, like, the point of the game, which is the point of the game I like, and being like, oh, does this grunt have a Cloyster or do they have the Snover? Like, that is fun and exciting to me. Like, I am the person in Sword and Shield that's like, well, there's a 1% Drampa here. I'm going to keep doing it until the Drampa shows up, and then when it shows... Thrill of the hunt, and then when it shows up, I'm going to catch it. Where I do have, like, a million Drampa in my PC, I could have just moved it over and then put it in the daycare, or, like, I like rare stuff. I like the thrill of the hunt. My problem with the collection challenge is, why is there only, like, 8 or 9 Pokemon? There are, what else is in Hoenn? Roselia? Why was Roselia not on this list?
I mean, I got a lot of Roselia, and Roselia Community Day is coming up, and I'm
very
excited.
Why is Makihito not on this list? Why is Carvana not on this list? I'm looking at them all right now. Why
there
is Numel not on this list? Like, just give
Numel.
Just give me more things to catch. I'm seeing them anyways all the time. You're giving
Here's
us a whole week.
I had the thrill of catching it the first time, and I still have that memory. There's nothing. It's not like, ooh, I caught this one outside my house, unlike the 15 other times I caught it outside my house.
When I was in Japan, I was like, ooh, Japanese sentient, I need this.
There's nothing different about it.
It says it was caught in Japan.
Yeah, nobody cares.
No, nobody cares.
I
exactly.
cared. I was,
you
I,
care.
I
the thing kept, is...
I have a Japanese like, Farfetch, a Taiwanese Farfetch, and an American Farfetch.
I mean, I like, if I'm playing the game the very first time, like, in Sword and Shield, I generally just caught things as I saw them on the route, because eventually I'll need to complete that Pokedex, and they do the thing where they hold access to home or bank until 2 months after, so you can't complete the Pokedex anyways. That's a very different experience than, here's an event in the game where you can still see them in my box. I can point to them. I can highlight them and
100%
say,
agree.
I caught this. Why do I have to catch this again?
Isn't Steve the guy who's always harping about like respect my time?
Yes.
You get rewards for it.
This is complete disrespect of my time.
No, you get rewards for it.
What about the time in the past that I spent getting these dudes?
Yeah.
That's disrespecting that past time. So only current time deserves respect, and all the time in the past is like
candy, you get XL candy.
Have you seen my bag in Pokemon Go? I am overflowing with candy.
There will never be a need for me to have XL candy for an Inkata. Ever.
You know, I can't disagree with you there.
There will never, ever, 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 ever be a reason to have any candy for a Plusle or a Minum. Never. Never are you ever going to do anything but shove them in the box and say, look at you two cuties. Why don't you go play together away from me? Because basically you're useless.
I got shiny ones.
I don't have shiny ones with those.
All right. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some... we talk about leaks every now and then. Pokemon Unite has been in beta in China for quite a bit of time, and there are some leaks. I think it's interesting to talk about. I guess if you don't want anything spoiled for this game, you can skip that segment. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about some screenshots and some stuff from Pokemon Unite. So we will be right back.
Leg tubes.
Leg tube.
Leg tubes.
Tube.
Leg tubes.
Leg tube.
Leg tubes.
Tube warmers.
Socks.
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 The phrase leg tube might be
good, right?
The phrase leg tube might be
leg tubes.
Leg tube.
Leg tubes.
Tube.
Leg tubes.
Leg tube.
Leg tubes.
Tube warmers.
Well, then they're just leg tubes, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Short and Sweet this week. If you are enjoying It's Super Effective and you want to go an extra level to support, you can head over to patreon.com/pkmncast, or you could just head over to isc.cash, and for $2 a month, you can support our podcast that we do every single week. And you can now, because Patreon lets you, sign up for an entire year, and that only comes to like $20, and that puts money in our pocket and puts Pokemon on the table for us to eat. That doesn't work. Anyways, you can head over to patreon.com/pkmncast if you would like to support the show. And that's it. I hope you enjoy the rest of this podcast. Thank you for listening. And we are back. Before we get to the Pokemon Unite stuff, VGC competitive stuff is changing again. We were on Series 7 rules ever since November 1st, I think, because Crown Tundra came out.
Yeah, that's
about the right. End of October. So sure. Yeah, so Series 7 was November 1st through the end of this month. So 3 whole months of Series 7, which was the main change was they added, you could already use legendary Pokemon like Cobalion and Terrakion, for example, but because the Crown Tundra added the rest of the legendary Pokemon, you were allowed to use like Landorus or Thundurus or Tornadus or Cresselia, for example. So that obviously switched up a lot, as well as the introduction of Glastrier and Spectrier, which were two very popular Pokemon being used competitively as well. But now Series 8 rules were announced. This is off dailyesports.gg. you are allowed to use one restricted legendary Pokemon, which in the Sun and Moon series, you are allowed to use two. But they're saying you're allowed to use one here. There's also no blue orb or red orb, so you can't get primals, which is probably a good thing. But if you want to know the restrictive legendary Pokemon, most of these are box Pokemon. There's some exceptions here like Mewtwo. But we have Mewtwo, Lugia, Ho-Oh, Kyogre, Groudon, Rayquaza, Dialga, Palkia, Giratina, Reshiram, Zekrom, Kyurem, Xerneas, Yveltal, Zygarde, Cosmog, Cosmoem. So, well, no one's using Cosmog or Cosmoem, but they're technically restricted. Solgaleo, Lunala, Necrozma, Zacian, Zamazenta, Eternatus, and Calyrex fused with Glastrier or Spectrier.
Only the fused one? Unfused is fine?
You could use a fused one with an unfused one. So you could use...
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, do they count as two separate Pokemon?
When it's fused, it counts as one restricted. When it's so you like on my team right now, my Series 7, I have both Glastrier and Spectrier on my team. I call it Dose Horses. Because Dose is two. So I could do Glastrier and Spectrier and Calyrex riding on one of the two, because technically it's not Glastrier or Spectrier, it's Calyrex, which is weird to think about. It's like when Necrozma takes over Solgaleo, and it's Dawn Wings Necrozma, but it's not, even though it looks like Solgaleo. Not Dawn, sorry, Duskmane. I don't know which Legendary is going to be super good here. I mean, like,
Mewtwo.
Kyogre... No, Mewtwo's going to be, like, besides Cosmog and Cosmoem, no one's using Mewtwo. But, okay, so, like, the reason Kyogre and Groudon were so good is because that one of their abilities, like, Kyogre has Drizzle, Groudon has the Sun one, Drought. So those are good in itself because of weather, but they were also good because of the blue orb and the red orb. Xerneas has always been good because of Geomancy. Yveltal has always been good. Solgaleo and Lunala, not so much, but I think the Necrozma that is Lunala as well Dawn Wings, I think, is really good because of their ability. Zamazenta is a garbage Pokemon. As much as I love Zamazenta, Zacian is the better of the two there. Because Zacian has a crazy high attack stat. Plus, it boosts its attack stat once it ends up in battle. Plus, its typing is really good. It's Fairy Steel. Or Steel Fairy. So, I'm not sure what happens in a metagame where you can have a Calyrex and you can have a Zacian and Xerneas is back.
In Pog form?
So it'll be interesting. I guess we don't know how long it will last. Oh, we do know how long it will last. It will go from February 1st to April 30th. And then, I don't know, May 1st, do they allow two legends instead of one? Do they do a ban? Do they ban Pokemon? We don't know what happens at that point, but...
I feel like... they would ban at that point, right? Like, okay, we played with it for a while, now let's see what happens when we take them away. And then the one after, it's like, you can have all the legendaries. Just go crazy.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, they'll do like the tier thing, and they'll do like the top 10 get knocked out again, like they've done before.
Yeah. Well, top 10, yeah. I guess we'll have to see what top 10 is, but like top 10 right now is, I know top 3 right now are Urshifu, Tapu Fini, and Incineroar. I'm also curious how Urshifu fits in with all these like new Pokemon. It'll be interesting. But hey, good for them for keeping the game fresh, I guess. Speaking of freshness.
There you go.
Pokemon Unite. So this is January 15th off Dota dot esports. I don't know why I said Dota. Dot esports. New leaks reportedly show off skins and other details. The leaks came from Centro Pokemon, a website known for reliably spreading early information. I don't agree with that sentence.
I mean, I
would say a website known for spreading early information. I would remove the word reliably.
Well, no, just change what reliably is modifying.
Yeah.
You can rely on them to spread information.
Whether
that information is true or not, well,
okay,
that's up to question.
I agree with the sentence now. Okay, so this is kind of hard because this is an audio podcast, but they showed some skins that are available. I'm going to try to describe them to you. I believe this stuff should have been NDA, just like how Pokemon Go was available in Australia like 2 months early, and if you took a screenshot of something, it had your trainer ID on it, so Niantic could pinpoint who was the one sharing the information and stuff. But we know a couple things from what's going on here. So in the screenshot, we see a Lucario, a Cinderace, a Greninja, a Mr. Mime, a Talonflame, and a Garchomp. So I'm pretty sure, at least as up to what we know, Mr. Mime was not a confirmed playable character when they originally showed the trailer. So now they are. And I think Cinderace was also not shown early, but now they are.
I thought Cinderace was.
Oh, okay, maybe.
I don't remember,
but I thought Cinderace was. The only one, yeah, Mr. Mime is the only one that I thought, oh, okay.
Mr. Mime's in this game. The Lucario is dressed as Zoro, I guess, is probably my best bet.
No, he's dressed in the outfit that's in that one Lucario movie.
Oh. Zorro. Yes.
So Zorro? <Yeah.
laughs> The one where they go back in time and he matches his trainer.
Oh, the one with the like 3 million year war and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's that outfit.
Maybe. Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's more of a reference than Zorro.
I mean, it's very fitting to Lucario, I would say.
It's
not surprising. Then we have a Score Bunny in a pirate outfit. I think that's probably the best way to describe it.
Yes, Pirate King Score Bunny. Yeah.
And then we have a Greninja in what I believe to be like a Power Ranger outfit, specifically the Green Ranger.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Except no helmet.
No helmet.
No helmet.
But he has
he wouldn't be able to tell it was a Greninja.
That's true. He has like kind of like the morpher on his belt, it looks like.
Well, they each have a Pokeball featured somewhere as part of the item.
Yeah. And then we have a Mr. Mime in circus outfit.
Yeah, it's a ringmaster outfit. Yeah, ringmaster. You can call it that. A yellow ringmaster outfit.
And then we have like a newspaper delivery Talonflame.
It's Newsy's Talonflame.
That is so weird.
He has like that.
It's not as weird as the next one.
He has like a the newspaper cap, and then he has like a gray scarf. And then finally we have Beach Dad Garchomp. It's a Garchomp with a Hawaiian shirt on with a, what are those called? Pool mask?
It's a scuba mask.
A scuba mask.
Don't wear that in the pool unless you want to look like a fool.
You wear goggles instead?
Wow, you're in a pool. You don't need to wear anything on your face.
What if you want to see underwater?
I don't know.
The chlorine, it hurts.
If there's too much chlorine, yes.
Okay, the other thing in this screenshot is there's...
I sent y'all pictures from that movie.
All right, I'm looking at them. Yeah, maybe.
It's the same cape and bag on the side and same hat shape.
Okay, yeah, maybe? I do not. Okay, the bag does line up.
Maybe?
All right. It's pretty close. Okay, the other thing to take away from the screenshot is there's some currency associated with it, and I'm not sure what to make of this currency, so
it's Starbursts.
Star pieces? It's 3,150 star pieces for the Lucario, 3,150 for the Score Bunny, and I don't know, maybe because Greninja is discounted or it's a sale, it's 1,260. So I don't know if that's like, I don't think it's $31.50.
No, I doubt that. It could be though. Look, Pokemon tax.
Yeah, I also don't think it's like maybe it is like $3.15. I don't know. Probably not. $3?
Probably
how much
not.
Is an outfit in League of Legends or Dota?
Who are you asking?
I'm one of you.
Neither of us plays League of Legends or Dota. So
how much are hats in Dota? The first thing that came up is Dota worth playing?
Yes, Dota is fun if you enjoy that kind of a game.
I don't know how much a hat is in Dota. In this article, it says somebody paid $15 for a fancy jacket in Battlefield Heroes. You know, I wouldn't actually, now that I'm thinking about it, like a skin in Apex Legend is like $20.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Do the skins have magical powers?
No, they don't. It's actually unreal how expensive. Like, if you want a skin for a gun or a skin for a character, it's like between $15 to $20 per skin.
Oh, heck no. No way.
And it's been that way for almost 2 years because Apex is going on 2 years and they haven't changed it. So it's clearly working, right? Like, somebody is buying these. I'm not.
I think young people who have misguided priorities, that's your market right there.
What if you really like a character?
Then play that character in its regular clothes.
So the recently released collegiate attire in Final Fantasy 14 on the Mog Station is $18.
Yep, that's...
Wait, can I get Georgetown gear in Final Fantasy 14?
Maybe? I don't know what the Georgetown gear looks like.
Well, I mean, it would be blue and gray.
Well, you could probably dye it blue and gray.
And it would say Georgetown on it. Well, what's collegiate about the collegiate gear?
Well, I don't even know what that word means.
Means
representing your college.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bunk. This is not even U.S. collegiate. This is like if you're a fancy British person. No. Pass. No.
Dot Esports is also reporting that it wasn't shown in this screenshot, but there was a Machamp wearing swimming trunks and a lei.
If you go to the tweet, you can see it.
Oh, I see it. I see it. We also have some new characters that were not shown before. So I think they showed Snorlax originally.
Yes.
And I think they showed Gardevoir originally.
Yes.
It looks like there's an Absol being added.
Yeah.
And a crust.
Crustle.
Oh, I know who it is. I'm just not sure who there's like, I don't know, like 800 some Pokemon and somebody decided Crustle was a option, I guess. Maybe
just to maintain balance, man.
Yeah, yeah, very defensive Pokemon, I would assume. You know,
did we know about Alolan Ninetales?
No, that one is also new. Then we have a Venusaur, Charizard, Blastoise. I don't think anyone's surprised about those three. You got a Pander appropriately. Pikachu, of course, Ninetales.
There's a Pikachu in this game?
Whoa. Whoa, slow down. Alolan Ninetales is a cool choice.
Yeah.
Oh, so there was another tweet from Pokey Kalos. It looks like that tweet. Oh, I found it. I found it. I was like, did it get deleted? It shows what looks to be the probably like the Switch icon, which was like a Score Bunny and a Greninja, and then it said Pokemon Unite in the corner. And then they also confirmed that Cramorant will be a playable character, and they have it next to the Crustle in another screenshot, so that looks pretty real, I guess. There was a couple, not in this article, but there was a couple of screenshots that showed different app icons for the Nintendo Switch, like they were probably testing, which I guess you test for that. You like put out,
oh,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
What is more, when you're like scrolling through like the eShop or the Switch store, like what icon grabs people's attention?
Yeah.
I'm very curious of how much these character skins are going to actually cost.
I mean, if it's free to play and that's how they're making their money, yeah, it's not going to be cheap.
It's not going to be cheap.
The real question is, how cheap is the Pokemon community that would we actually pay for these things?
How cheap is the community? Did you not look at Pokemon Go sales?
True.
It depends. I mean, the game had best be fun that people want to pay money. So
yeah,
I hope it's fun.
But also, are Pokemon Go players going to be playing Pokemon Unite? I don't know if there's an overlap with MOBA players.
Probably not, but I mean, if there are MOBA players that have already sunk in a lot of money and they like Pokemon, I don't see why they wouldn't sink in a lot of money here.
True.
I think Pokemon Go players are like the hardcore whales of Pokemon Go. I don't think anything's going to pry them away from it.
No.
Speaking of money, this is our last thing we're going to cover for the episode. It was a tweet, user Eclipse_TT. I'm not 100% sure how accurate this is. It's interesting, though. So take this with a grain of salt. They're not a verified Twitter. They're from Italy. But they said Pokemon earnings have leaked. They have no source for this. I'm not sure how trustworthy they are. It seems believable. So, and it's, I don't think it's that harmful to cover here. It just says the merchandise part of Pokemon has made $67 billion. The video game part has made $19 billion. The card game TCG has made $12 billion. The box office movies make $1.7 billion. Magazines, 1.4. The anime, 863 million. And the manga, $72 million.
How does the cartoon make money? Oh, commercials. Ads.
Commercials.
Yeah. Wait, does that exist anymore?
In Canada, it's on regular TV. And I think on the UK, it's on regular TV. In the United States, it's on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, my world has become so distorted that literally one of my coworkers, I was talking about a very exciting product that I've been using recently that I'm super excited about. And she's like, oh, I saw the TV commercial for that. And did you see the TV commercial for that? And I was like, what's a TV commercial?
Yeah.
What? I don't even get YouTube commercials anymore.
I only occasionally see YouTube commercials and the streaming service that we watch. MasterChef Australia and other such foreign TV shows has ads in it. But that's the only time I ever see commercials anymore. I don't even know when things are on anymore. Like, I don't know when a new episode is supposed to drop. I just wait for some to be, like, on Twitter to be all excited about it. I'm like, oh, I should go watch that.
I guess even if this tweet is not 100% accurate, it's what... These numbers are very, very close to what lines up on what was reported on Wikipedia for their earnings, which the Wikipedia has like different sources of what report, where they're getting those reports from.
Well, and it all translates to the same thing, no matter what the numbers are, and it's that Pokemon makes a heck ton of money. Period.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Yeah, specifically the merchandise. Like, the amount of... It's actually unreal how much of... How many new Pokemon merchandise things come out, like, weekly in Japan. Like, stickers, pens, plushes, purses, underwear, shirt. Like, they are producing new things so often.
That is the problem, right? I will not... I don't... Stuffed animals is a no. I don't want those in my house. I'm not going to have a couch full of stuffed animals like some people I know. But daggone it, if they had like Pokemon-themed quality office supplies, that my office would be that. Absolutely. I would have like little sticky notes with Pokemon on them and, you know, a nice... You know, my pencils would all be Pokemon pencils. And but man, you just can't get that easily here.
Back to eBay.
Yeah.
No.
You know where the kids hang out. eBay.
All right, Greg. Question of the week.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Please ask me the question of the week.
There's a lot of good ones this week, actually.
Yeah, it's a good batch.
We can just do a one Pokemon answer for this. What Pokemon would have given up their New Year's resolution by now?
Gulpin.
Yeah, Trubbish, absolutely. I mean, Slowpoke is still working on 2010.
I feel like Togedemaru would have given up.
Oh, what was Togedemaru's resolution?
It depends what the resolution was.
Hey,
I think Snorlax's resolution every year is to sleep more.
Okay, this question is from Steven. Before you became financially independent, were there any Pokemon-related merchandises you wish your parents, relatives, friends would have gotten you? Unfortunately, they didn't. Oh, see, this is a good question, because you guys were already adults when Pokemon came out.
I was already financially independent, and I did make a ton of Pokemon purchases, including Pokemon Box, all for myself.
Is there any merch you regret missing out on, Greg?
There are a few GBAs that... were Pokemon related that I didn't. I got the Torchic one, and I think there was a couple more. And I really, really like the Torchic one. I really wish I would have bought the other ones. It's the only one I can think of that just the special editions of the consoles that have come and gone that I didn't purchase. Some I couldn't. Like, was it the gold one that never came here? The gold?
Yes, that's my answer right there.
Yeah. That one gold I wish I'd... Yeah.
The gold 3DS. That had like the beautiful Yveltal art on it.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Because it never came to the US.
It never came to the US.
We got the like the black 3DS and the blue 3DS.
Yeah.
Which I did buy. But we did,
there was
I
a
see.
Gold one that had like a beautiful art on it.
That was beautiful. And yeah. I wanted that one to come and it didn't come here. I wish that had come here. $230
on eBay
that.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, that game system has passed. So into the
I don't know. I still play my 3DS every day.
No box, though. Only console.
How about you, Steve? I mean, I will say I could go on about all the Star Wars stuff I wish my parents had bought me when I was a kid that they never did.
I think consoles is a good one. I had a couple of the Pokemon consoles that I no longer have because at one point I was very poor in my life and I needed to sell some stuff. There are some cards I wish I never sold, but I had. Like, I had Tropical Beach, which I think is a very expensive card now. When I bought it, it was $120, but I think it's like a $400 card now. Not that I would sell it, it'd just be cool to have it in my collection again. Yeah, I guess, yeah, there were lots of things my parents didn't buy me Pokemon-related that I would have wanted, but a lot of that stuff was probably just like cheap Tomy / what other toy companies were there back in the day?
What were there?
I can't remember who used to make toys before Wicked Cool Toys took over, but I wanted a lot of that stuff.
Hasbro? You mean Pokemon stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very, very upset I never got Pokemon Box. But also when Pokemon Box came out, that was like the short period of time where Pokemon was off my radar. So that would have been when I was middle school? Like late middle school. Yeah, nothing super, super stands out. Like if I was swimming in like Ninja or Pokemane or Shroud money, You better believe I'd be going to eBay and I'd be buying all these Pokemon consoles that I missed out on.
I will say, the one thing that I wish existed, and I think that, so this is going to sound so weird. I don't know how to put it out the right way. My mom has a Hello Kitty that is literally like all diamonds and precious gems. It's like a little Hello Kitty pendant. Like, if there was like really, really nice, not somewhat potentially offensive Pokemon jewelry out there, I'd probably go for that. Like a really high quality Pokemon Rolex. That's what I'd be going for at this point in my life.
I mean, I had the fossil 10th anniversary Pikachu watch. I did buy that, and I wore that for a very, very long time before it died.
I don't know if fossil's high enough quality.
I made a lot of poor Pokemon choices in my life.
Greg, you put that Pokemon box up on eBay. It's going for $810, 41 bids.
Why would I give away my precious Pokemon box? I will sell it on my deathbed when it's worth 5,000 blorps.
That's true. You got to let it appreciate a little bit more in value.
Appreciate it.
Yes, exactly.
It's so funny because the Japanese version of Pokemon box is like $50.
And I finally found it. So, you know, I found my copy again. Go
me. Well, put it in your safe deposit box, man. Don't let it get lost again.
Yeah, I know where it is now. I've put it in a safe spot.
You are, like, actually at this point better off buying a Japanese GameCube, buying a Japanese copy of Pokemon Box, and then being done with it. Yeah, I don't think there's, like, anything specific that I, like, super, super regret not having, because most of that stuff you can find. It's just, like, more expensive or less expensive. I remember, like, as a kid, the Burger King gold coins cards. Like, I wanted them so badly, and the only reason I think my parents got them wasn't to satisfy me, but because they sincerely thought that they were going to be worth something in the future. Because that was around the time where everyone in the 90s thought everything was worth something. Like Beanie Babies and baseball cards and everything. Mm-hmm. But now, like, if you were like, man, I really wish I had those Burger King gold coins, like, they're like $50 on eBay.
That's $50 you don't have, though.
It's true.
Those will be, you know, when the economy collapses and we are all trading in Pokemon gold coins, you'll wish that you had those, like I do.
True. Very true.
You got to buy them now, put them in your safe deposit box, put your kids through college.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was back in the time where they really pushed Poliwhirl real hard on things.
Yeah, they were really pushing Poliwhirl. They pushed Poliwhirl real hard for a long time.
Yeah, it didn't really work out for it.
Yeah, because then Politoed came along and there was like, get out of here.
Will, Pokemon of the Week.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, you guys can't handle this. All right, last week's Pokemon of the Week. Supposed to be easy. I think it was easy. Compared two Pokemon evolution lines from Kanto, if you remember that place. And one of the clues was that one of the evolution lines kind of does what happens in the real world, one doesn't. One changes its type combinations for its final evolution, one doesn't. One gets a Gigantamax, one gets a Mega Evolution. One's a version exclusive, and that's the one that we were actually looking for. And then I said, which Pokemon has 14 feet, a party hat, and a clown nose? And shows up in Pokemon Go way too much.
Mm-hmm. It's
Gulpin.
Gulpin doesn't show up in Pokemon Go at all.
Not in your game.
It's Weedle.
Weedle. That's right.
Swimming
Weedle
in Gulpin.
Has a super cute shuffle icon. Although, I do feel that the shuffle icon skimped on the party hat too much.
Hmm.
Party hat? Oh, you mean it's Needle.
Yeah. Are you telling me that bees don't come from poisonous bugs that go into a cocoon?
Well, wasps don't cocoon. That's all I can say. Wasps do not cocoon. Is there any Weedle trivia out there?
Oh, it's been around forever. The original early drawing of Weedle that's listed in Bulbapedia is wild to me.
Yeah, it looks like from some child storybook.
It looks like a Twinkie with a clown's head attached.
So Pokemon Platinum, Weedle was completely incapable of damaging Steel-type Pokemon outside Struggle. It could only learn Poison Sting, which Steel-types were immune to. From Platinum onward, Weedle could learn Bug Bite. What a useless piece of trivia. At what
point? Well, I mean...
It explains the near extinction of Weedle. When Steel-types arrived, then Weedle evolved to finally be able to defend itself.
At what point in the game are you being like, oh man, I really, my Weedle hasn't evolved yet, my starter's dead, I'm facing a Magnemite. A lot of things would have to line up for this to happen. I don't even know how early on you could even get Weedle in Platinum. I don't remember it being on one of the early routes. Cause it was
Who
can
remember? Yeah.
Bidoof and Shinx are on early routes. Starly. Weedle is the only Pokemon that cannot legitimately know any normal type moves.
That's a good piece of trivia.
Oh, yeah.
No,
although,
tackle?
I don't know what legitimate means.
Can it not even breed? It's weird.
No TMs, no HMs, nothing like that?
No.
Giovanni had a Weedle in the manga. It evolved into a Beedrill.
Well, that's what they do. That's the whole nature of the Weedle right
do.
There. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
That's it.
Okay.
Not a lot. I mean, there is, but it's all like in this section of the anime.
In episode 1042.
All right, here we go. This is just a series of questions. So be prepared to answer a bunch of questions. Did you know Twitch Plays Pokemon is still a thing? It still exists? Do you remember that certain people felt that Omanyte was an important Pokemon because of the Helix fossil fetishism? Mm-hmm. Do you think that they were wrong or right? Do you remember the other members of the Twitch Plays Pokemon team? Do you think that there was an accident in the finalization of Pokemon Red and Blue? Do you feel Magikarp should evolve into Dragonite and Dragonair should evolve into Gyarados? Have you seen similar patterns in other Kanto Pokemon? Have you looked into the eyes of one bug-type Pokemon and wondered why its eyes change when it evolves? Did its eyes change to look like a different Pokemon evolution? Do you remember the clues to last week's Pokemon of the Week? If they referenced two different Pokemon, does this week's Pokemon complete the triad? There you go. Oh, man, I love this stuff.
I don't know if you did the Twitch Plays Pokemon because it just celebrated, like, their anniversary.
Excuse me? We don't question the Grand Wizard of Pokemon of the Week, sir.
Oh, my mistake. What a time to be alive. Oh, I take it back from earlier to answer Steven's question. It's not specifically money things I feel like I missed out on. I regret missing out on just like event Pokemon that all you had to do was like connect to the internet and get them.
I'm trying to remember if there were some, because I went to almost all of the mall events. I'm trying to think if there's anything given out at those that I was able to get. Because I actually did the Pokemon Rocks America. I took a train to Chicago by myself and went to that event.
Pokemon Rocks America is the most 90s title of an event ever.
I mean, you're not wrong.
All right, well, that's our episode for the week. Thank you all for listening. We will be back next week. We're getting closer and closer to whatever Pokemon Day is supposed to bring us. If you want
joy and happiness,
maybe,
yeah, that stuff,
and the Kanto remakes that we've all been asking for.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, Greg is at White Wing, Will is at Wash in the Sink, I am at Dragging a Lake. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at PKMNcast. You can follow us on Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all PKMNCAST. And if you want to stay up to, if you can't remember any of that, you can just go to PokemonPodcast.com. Real easy SEO on that. Anyways, thank you for listening. We will be back next week with another episode. This has been another, I just repeated myself. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
super effective.
Super Pirate Cinderace. We'll be right back.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another... Hold on, starting that over.
Appropriate.
This podcast is supported by our Patreon backers. If you would like to support on Patreon, you can head over to ise.cash to support us. A shout out to our producers of this episode, starting with Catherine, Courtney, Kay, Matthew, Jetsy, Patrick, Bovine, Casey, Brady, Steph, Brian, Steven, and Kevin. And our executive producers of Spencer and Anthony. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making it to the end. And have a great rest of your week.